It's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Normally we make a call to the bullpen for this segment, but David, you've been with us the whole show, so why change now? It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. David, you have one of the guys in charge of leading the youth.
Sure do. Got Brian Cope on with us today. And Coach, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you being on.
Hey, no problem, David. Always fun to get together and talk with you and Larry on the radio.
I tell you what, we talked to you earlier in the week because you guys had all kinds of meetings going on getting ready for football season while we were out there doing our media day, and we really appreciate that. You guys have been kind enough to host this the last couple of years and really had a good time there, and appreciate you guys letting us use the facilities and kind of buying a little room for us out there because I know you were busy.
Oh, what a great event that y'all started over the last 2 years. Be able to get all the teams together, not just the 5A teams and the 4A teams, even the everyone around. And I think it's fun. I think our kids had just as much fun talking to the College Station High kids as they did talking to the Burton kids.
That's good.
And I think it really brings everybody together. There's a lot of similarities in every program, and there's a lot of differences. And it's fun for those kids to learn all about those kind of things.
All right, because you guys did spring drills, you don't start football practice next week, but it's not like you're not going to be around football next week because you've got your Tiger football camp. Everybody in town, I think all the high schools in town, Brian and College Station, have got camps going next week. But you wrote the thing you sent out, it makes me want to run out on the field. The thing you sent, it says, football in Texas is legendary, so it seems to fit that all future Tigers attend the annual Tiger football camp. Tell me all about the Tiger football camp and what you guys, the age kids that can be part of this, and just give me all the background on it.
Yeah, I think it's a great event. We go from our third through our ninth grade campers, and it's divided up into two camps. Our third through sixth grade have a peewee camp where they're kind of having a lot more fun and being introduced to football. Some of them haven't ever been around the game, and it's such a great game. I think it's great, such life lessons that it's fun for them to get to learn and get to enjoy the game. Our 7th, 8th, and 9th grade camp is a little different. They still have a lot of fun and different activities, but they also are learning different schemes because we're fortunate to have a feeder system through AMC Middle School, and it gives us an opportunity that our base offense and our base defense, that even our varsity runs, is our junior high gets to run as well. So it gives them a little background along with testing them in some different skills and drills, a pump, pass, and kick contest and things like that. That really kind of excite the kids about it, and they have a lot of fun.
Well, and there's a little bit of workout time involved in this to kind of, and I would think it would probably be when you actually do begin to take the field, when we're talking about the ninth graders, basically, that can't hurt to have been out there. Although I've been out to your place, there's guys working out all the time.
There is. We've had a great ninth grade turnout this year in our SAC camp, and I think that's going to carry over into our football camp and carry over into the year. It's a really good class with a lot of good leadership and a good basis has been given to them in our junior high system, and can't wait to see what they're going to produce as a class.
All right, Brian, if somebody wants to get in touch and compete in this camp or be part of this camp, which is going to get started on Monday, what do they do? How do they get in touch with you guys and let them know that you want to be, they want to be a part of this?
You know, we're starting it goes from 9 in the morning till noon, and we'll be at the field house. Tell them just to show up, and we'll be glad to take care of them, get them signed up, and get them ready to go.
Well, I'm going to use this kind of as a jumping point off to talk a little bit about what the other guys are doing in town. I think you'd agree with me that the head coaches we've got and some great assistant coaches in town, everybody that's going to a camp is probably going to get a pretty good experience next week, and Coach Raffield's and your camp is going to be one of those. But I did want to mention, Rutter's got their camp that runs from August 3rd through 5th, 6th graders to 9th graders, and you can contact Jared Hunt there. It's jaredhunt@brianisd.org. College Station's camp is 2nd graders through 6th graders and then 7th through 9th, so they kind of break it up sort of like you guys do. And Steve Huff is the guy to contact there, which is S Huff. It's csisd.org. And for Brian's camp, this is going to take me a minute, but Keith Muehlstein is the coach, so I want to be sure I spell Keith's name right. It's Keith.Muehlstein, Muehlstein at BrianISD.org. And everybody's got camps going next week, and it's kind of a, I guess for the coaches, you guys are up there doing camps, but you're probably doing preparation for what's to come the following week, too.
Yeah, I think it's key. I think that you always want to have everyone on the same page, and you want them using the same keywords. You want them really understanding what your program is all about. And I think that we'll have camp in the morning, and we'll still continue our coaches' meetings in the afternoon to be able to get ready to go to have a great 2015 football season.
All right, Brian, obviously you guys, as we pointed out, you don't start next week, but a lot of people do. From the 4A level down, just about everybody's going to begin their practices next week. You'll do it in another week. What are these guys going through from the coach's standpoint? What are they doing right now this week getting set for practice next week?
You know, I think they're getting all their practice schedules laid out and their practice scripts. The certain plays they're going to run in different segments that they're doing. You know, I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago, the UIL came with different rules for two-a-day. And the two-a-day format that we grew up in, and that doesn't really exist anymore. You know, with our practice schedules, we're out for an hour, in for a short period of meetings, out for another hour, in for meetings and different things like that, to really maximize our time, but also to make sure that we're putting our kids, their safety is our number one concern. And so when you're going through there, you're just trying to make sure that all your stuff fits within the UIL rules, and then after that's done, making sure that coaches know in each section of your practice what they're going to be coaching and what they need to be looking for the whole time.
Brian Cope is who we're talking to. Brian's the offensive coordinator for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. And Brian, when those rules came down from the UIL, which did limit practice times, I know some guys had a tough time with those initially, but I think coaches just do this. They adapt to whatever the rules are, and that's what you guys did, and that's what just about everybody's done. And it seems like it now is working out pretty well for everybody.
Oh, I think it's a great format that we've come up with from our practice schedule standpoint. But also, like the UIL was trying to do, they weren't trying to hamper coaches at anything from there. They were just trying to be able to give them an opportunity to be able to have the kids be as successful as possible, but also with their safety in mind. Because first and foremost, with all the rules and regulations and the limiting of contact abilities and things like that, that it's been a good thing, I think, with all the rule changes.
Do you think the UIL could come up with anything for, like, aging sports writers, like, say, Larry Bowen, you know, who would have to be out in the sun? You know, we can make some kind of adaptations for things like that?
Well, I think all press boxes should definitely have elevators first and foremost.
I agree with that, yeah. That's good. Well, maybe about the only exercise we get, though, is walking up the steps on occasion. So, actually, we were talking about the spread offense, and Aubrey brought up the idea of will this ever change? I mean, is the spread here to stay, or does this become one of those things at some point the defenses are going to figure out ways to slow you guys down? Now, I know what you're thinking right now. They're never going to figure out any way to do that, but you know there'll be some adaptations and people will continue to do things. Do you ever see kind of the spread kind of moving out of what we're doing right now, where we see a lot of it?
Well, I think it's variations of the spread that are going on. You know, if you look at Gus Malzahn at Auburn, you know, his spread is just as much wing T as it is spread football concept.
Right.
And you know, you look at other teams who are throwing the ball, you know, 60, 70 times a game, and others are still in the four wide and they're running it 40, 50 times a game. I think what I love about high school football and love about it is every year, you know, we're not recruiting our kids. You know, we don't have a system, and every year that system has to be tweaked depending on who you have. There's years you could have a great quarterback and an average tailback. There's other years you could have two great tailbacks and a really good quarterback. You know, and you just have to make sure your system, you know, we played in the quarterfinals. We had 3 Division I wide receivers and a walk-on Division I quarterback, along with the running back that's playing at Blinn right now. So you have to modify it in comparison to what you have each year Also depends, of course, on your big guys up front, because without them, you're not going to win many football games. And so you have to modify and see what they can do, and then adjust to it accordingly.
You know, I see spread. You're talking about the big guys up front, but I see in spread offenses, people do so many different things with their offensive linemen. But I don't know that that's changed anything from what it's been over the years. Some people zone block. Some people do a lot of pulling. They do a lot of moving their offensive linemen around. It just seems like offensively, you work with the guys that you have that what they do best, right?
Oh, no doubt. I think that's the benefit from us from a 5A and 6A level. Of being able to figure out in spring football kind of what's going on a little bit more ahead of time with those linemen up front. And so you kind of know what you have or where you need to look at a kid possibly as a two-way player or where he's where the big puzzle pieces fit in. You know, if you don't go through spring ball, you have that extra week. That's one of the first things after that acclimation four-day period that you're ready to go. And that you're trying to find those guys as much as possible. You can do a lot in the athletic period if you don't have spring ball, of course. But, you know, the game of high school football comes down to blocking and tackling as much as anything else.
You guys got a long way to go. Practice, as we mentioned, won't start for a week from Monday before you guys get going, and then you've got you'll have a scrimmage. You'll be into three really good non-district games that you guys are playing. Let's look at 18-5A. The playoff teams last year were you, Bryan, College Station, and Huntsville, and those looked like pretty good teams again. Who's got among the other teams in there? And I know there have been some changes, and there's Rudder certainly the second year under Coach Compton with a chance to build up. If somebody's got a chance to break into that top four, who do you think's the best chance to do that?
I mean,
maybe putting you on the spot on that. I'm not trying to do that, but tell me the positives of some of these other teams out there, because I think all of them had positives.
Oh, there's no doubt. I think the league is very competitive. I think when you look at it, you look at when Coach Rafo came to Kinsale in our second year, and the system is the year we went up to Lake Travis and beat them when they were number one in the state, coming off of I believe it was four or five state championships. You know, the second year in the system always is everybody's a little bit more understanding of what you're trying to accomplish offensively and defensively. Those kids have learned it from the junior varsity and the freshman level. So I really think that Rudder has a chance to be a definite up-and-comer this year. I think Willis also has some talented athletic kids that I think can really get it going. They turned the ball over early in the first quarter against us two or three times. Otherwise, it's a good football game. You know, I think those six have a chance to really make a dent and see how it goes in the long run. And I think that 18-5A, especially, you know, Huntsville, ourselves, Bryan, and College Station High, those four are going to be downright wars. But if you look past Willis and Rudder, I don't think there's a you could end up getting a loss that you don't need to have on your record, that's for sure.
Well, and I agree with this. Some really quality teams. We were talking about this earlier when we were talking about the spread offense as you pointed out, there's a lot of different spreads, but a lot of people run a form of spread offense at the Texas high school level. And we were talking about that, and I sort of argued that maybe we get more matchup differences in football, kind of like we used to do in basketball, but. It's not somebody just didn't line up and say, okay, that's the better team. Sometimes you just match up better than when you're running the spread against certain teams.
Well, I think you're always fitting your pieces of the puzzle in comparison to theirs. And you need to be able to find those matchups and not necessarily exploit the weaknesses of a defense all the time. I think there's some things you have to do offensively that you have to become great at to form your identity.
Right.
But there's some times in certain situations when you need to know what player you have that can attack one of their players the best, and then use him accordingly.
All right. Bryan Cope, thanks for being with us. Camp is next week. They can contact you and the Tiger football camp and be ready to go Monday morning. Just show up out there, right?
Yeah, and if you have any questions, they can email me at bcope@csisb.org.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you very much, and I appreciate all that y'all do for high school athletics. It is a great thing for our kids. I know they're always reading the Eagle every Saturday morning to see what y'all have written about them and check everything out. So we appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Now there's all kinds of pressure on me. Thanks, Brian.
No problem. See you guys.
There you go. That was today's. You can't mess up. You can't mess up.
I'm not fearless. Well, I think we determined I'm not fearless.
No, you don't have any courage, according to what we were talking about earlier. That was today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to.